AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Police in Waco, Texas are continuing to process the scene of a massive and deadly biker gang fight that led to 170 arrests.
Every piece of evidence, every vehicle, every blood spot, every body that was there. The bodies have all been removed and sent away for forensics and for autopsy results.
Waco Police Sergeant Patrick Swanton, 9 people were killed and 18 more were hurt in the fight that broke out yesterday in front of a busy shopping center. No word yet on what sparked the violence. Amtrak has restored service on its Northeast Corridor as 4 people injured in last week's derailment have filed lawsuits. 2 cousins from Spain, a New York City advertising executive, and a New Jersey woman filed suit today. Lawyers blame the train's engineer for excessive speed and Amtrak for failing to have a system in place to override human error. 8 people died in the accident. More than 200 were injured. The Iraqi government and Iran-backed Shia militias are vowing to take back the Anbar province capital of Ramadi after it fell to Islamic State militants yesterday. Iraqi forces disregarded calls from the country's prime minister and fled the city after an intense day of attacks, calling into question whether the U.S. can help the region with Islamic extremists with airstrikes alone. Afzal Ashraf is an international diplomacy expert and says the U.S. needs boots on the ground if it wants to contain the Islamic State group.
Not in the sense that they were used in the past, with bases on the ground from which they move out to do work, but air mobile capabilities where they take ground and hand it over to the Iraqi forces to hold. It's easier to hold ground than it is to take it.
Ashraf says the fact that Shiite militias have been called in to fight the Islamic State in Ramadi further highlights the Iraqi military's weakness. This is AP Radio News. The death toll from faulty ignition switches in small cars made by General Motors now stands at 104. Victims' families are being offered compensation of at least $1 million apiece. GM recalled 2.6 million of the cars last year, but acknowledged it knew about the problems with the switches for more than a decade. President Obama is embracing short-form communication and has created his very own Twitter account.
Its handle is @POTUS, which stands for President of the United States. And Obama launched it with this 91-character missive. Hello, Twitter, it's Barack. Really? 6 years in, they've finally given me my own account.
AP White House correspondent Mark Smith. The president had been sending occasional tweets using the White House account and signing off BO. It's a victory for free speech advocates. A federal appeals court says YouTube should not have been forced to take down an anti-Muslim film 2 years ago. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio.